It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready to come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. First, we're going to get our brains and our bodies ready with some stretching and a riddle. And then we're going to have a guest come on and share a story with us. I am so excited. So let's go ahead and get our bodies ready. We're going to take our arms and reach as far wide as we can go. Just always make sure that you're mindful of the space that you're in. So if you're in a small space, you can make little movements. But just stretch your arms out to your side and then wiggle your fingers. Now stretch your arms out in front of you and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle those fingers. Then put your arms above your head and wiggle your fingers. Now you can pull your arms back as if you were a goalpost. And then stretch, stretch, stretch. Now we're gonna go ahead and bring our hands to our head and we're gonna gently squeeze our head. And then we're gonna tap, 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 tap our head. Bring our fingers down to our neck. And then bring our tapping fingers down to our shoulders, over our collarbone, down to our chest. And then pat your tummy. And then go to your legs and pat, pat, pat with your whole hand. And then you can pat all the way up and down your legs. Now we're gonna go ahead and stretch out our legs. We're gonna take our foot and point our toe. So you're standing on one foot, or if you're sitting down, just put one foot out and point your toe, and then flex your foot. And then we're gonna point and flex. And now we're gonna go to our other foot. We're gonna stretch out our leg, and then point your toe, and point, flex. All right, we're gonna finish with a great big hug. Give yourself a big hug. Big hug. Okay, and now you know what time it is. It's time for Rella's Riddle. If you're new here, this is how Rella's Riddle works. First, I'm gonna give you three hints, and then I'm gonna give you a few seconds to guess. Are you ready? All right, hint number one. I am a beloved treat that's in many cultures. Often I am steamed, but I can also be fried. Do you know what I am? Hint number two, my exterior, that means the outside of me, can be made of dough or even rice. Most of the time I'm filled with meat or vegetables. Do you know what I am? Hint number three, often I'm served with a dipping sauce. I can be a main dish, an appetizer, or even a side. I am normally a bite-sized treat. Do you know what I am? All right, if you guessed a dumpling, then you would be correct. And the reason our riddle was a dumpling today is because we're gonna have an amazing guest that's going to share a fun story about a dumpling family. Are you guys ready? Let's go get her. Oh my goodness, guys, we are going to have an amazing author come and share their story with us today. This is Kelsey, and she has the cutest story about something very yummy. I don't know about you, but I love dumplings. Do you guys like dumplings? Have you had some that are maybe filled with veggies or meat or rice? Well, Kelsey's story is about dumplings, so let's go ahead and welcome her. Hi, Kelsey, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm so good, thank you. So can you tell us a little bit more about your book?
Yes, and Rella, thank you for having me here. My book is called Five Little Dumplings, The Lunar New Year Feast. And it's a way for me to bring my upbringing in celebrating Lunar New Year with all of you, all the little ones. All cultures celebrate Lunar New Year differently. And if there's anything that's in common, it's food. Food brings people together, it brings joy, and it brings stuffed bellies, you know?
That is so much fun. So what culture do you celebrate Lunar New Year with?
Yes, so I'm from of Chinese heritage. So my mom is actually from Hong Kong. My grandma is from Hong Kong. They came here We in the past would call it Chinese New Year.
Wonderful. Well, we're so excited to hear your story. Before we get started with the reading, what did the little dumplings look like?
Yes. So actually, in the very beginning of my book, there's a page that's called Meet the Dumplings. And there's five of them. And so the first one, his name is Malcolm, and he often wears a hat. And the second one name is Naomi, and she often wears a bow up on top of her head. The third one name is Jasmine. She usually wears a super cute headband across her forehead. Then there's Elisha, who usually wears a scarf, and Judah, who just wears some cute little outfit with polka dots or maybe something else on it.
Well, so wonderful. We're excited to meet all the little dumplings. I think we're ready to get started.
Okay, yes. So my book is called Five Little Dumplings, The Lunar New Year Feast. Ring, ring, the alarm rings loudly. Little dumplings wake up drowsily. Oh, how many of you wake up drowsily? Little dumplings get up and make their beds. Happy Lunar New Year, Mama Dumpling says. Boom, boom, boom. Little dumpling steps sound like thunder. What is Lunar New Year? Little dumplings wonder. Mama Dumpling says, it's time for us to celebrate the new year. With family, we feast and have lots of fun and cheers. Little dumplings buckle up in the car. The drive to Grandma's is short and not too far. Papa Dumpling says, let's play a counting game as we drive down. Look for 10 lucky red lanterns hanging up in Chinatown. Let's count the lanterns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Little dumplings smell sweet and warm cake along the way. They buy 9 sticky rice cakes in a tray. Let's count the sticky rice cakes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Outside the bakery, little dumplings hear pop, pop, pop. They buy 8 boxes of party snaps from the gift shop. Let's count the party snack boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The dumpling family of 7 continues to drive. Let's count the dumpling family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Soon, the little dumplings squeal. We have arrived. Little dumplings shout. They run up 6 brick stairs. Let's count the stairs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Grandma Dumpling greets them with hugs and cheers. Grandma says, get ready to eat. Help me bring out the food for the feast. Naomi, Malcolm, and Judah bring out 5 plates of fish. Let's count the fish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Grandma says, for good luck, we eat fish. Now make a great big wish. Elisha and Jasmine bring out 4 bowls of noodles for the feast. Let's count the noodles. 1, 2, 3, 4. Grandma says, noodles are for long life. Here comes more food to eat. Naomi and Judah come back with 3 plates of oranges with gold coins. Let's count those oranges with gold coins. 1, 2, 3. Grandma says, oranges are for great happiness and gold coins bring joy. Grandma pulls something out of her pocket and says, I have a treat before we eat. She gives each little dumpling 2 red envelopes for them to keep. Let's count the red envelopes. 1, 2. Little dumplings get gold coins and candy. They feel rich and fancy. They each give Grandma 1 big hug and kiss. Mwah! Before they eat, the 5 little dumplings are ready for the Lunar New Year feast. Thanks for celebrating with us here. Happy Lunar New Year. Little Dumplings wish you a happy Lunar New Year. Now, little friend, at the end of my book is a little lunar yin calendar. And on it, it says, can you count and see the animals inside the yin calendar? And another question I have for you is, as you go through the yin calendar, what animal are you? So, thank you for reading Five Little Dumplings, a Lunar New Year feast, and thanks for celebrating with me today. And if you haven't celebrated before, I hope that you've had a wonderful celebration with me and the Five Little Dumplings today.
Yay, I know I have. That's amazing. I would love to find out what animal I am.
Oh, wait, are you okay telling me your year?
Yes, so I'm 1994.
You are a dog.
Oh, the year of the dog. That's so exciting. How do the animals work for the Lunar New Year?
Yeah, so each year the animals rotate. And I think it takes about maybe 12 years of cycle before you become celebrated for your year. So this year, in 2024, we're actually celebrating the Year of the Dragon.
Wow, the Year of the Dragon. So every year, do we change animals or we stick with our animal for the year that we were born in?
You stick with your animal with the year you were born in. Yeah.
That's so amazing. So I know you mentioned a lot of food during your book. What's your favorite Lunar New Year food?
Oh, my favorite. Now this is going to sound a little silly, but my favorite are the dumplings.
That makes so much sense. And what kind of dumplings do you like? What do they taste like?
Yes. So my family comes from a background of making dumplings. And when I married my husband, his mom also really likes to make dumplings. And so the dumplings she makes have pork, shrimp, and chives, and a little bit of salt and pepper. She makes the wrappers from scratch and she folds them. She either boils them or fries them. And they're so delicious, especially with a little bit of vinegar.
Oh, that sounds delicious. So can anyone celebrate Lunar New Year?
Yes, absolutely. Lunar New Year is kind of just like Christmas or Halloween or Easter. It lasts for a whole week, which is great. This year, Lunar New Year is February 9th. It starts on February 9th. So if you see anyone, it could be of any culture. All you need to do, just like you say Happy New Year, you could say Happy Lunar New Year.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. If we would like to see your little dumplings, where would we go?
Yes, you can find Little Dumplings on Amazon, and they have a ton of other adventures there, too.
Ooh, what other adventures do they go on?
Yes, so another adventure they go on is Five Little Dumplings Get Ready for School. And this is where all the Five Little Dumplings, they wake up drowsy, just like in my Lunar New Year book, but they're encouraged by Mama Dumpling to rise and shine and get to school. And some of the other ones are Christmas ones, where they're decorating the Christmas tree or they're learning about baby Jesus.
That is so incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. And do you have anything else to share with us before you go?
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you, Rella, for having me here. And it's been such an amazing experience to read my book on this podcast. I thank you for celebrating with me, Rella, and all the little ones that are listening.
Yay, thanks so much for sharing that with us. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye. Oh, wow. That was awesome. I hope you enjoyed the story as much as I did. And if you did, I'd love it if you took a second to rate and review this podcast. I'd also like to invite you to look in the description. You can find all of the information that has to do with our guest and this week's interactive activity in the description below. And just so you know, I would like to thank you for coming to listen to Reading with Rella B this week and... Oh! You know what time it is! It's time to find out our co-creators! Show us, co-creators, in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play?
I hear my friend, Phil Bechtel, had fun today.
Oh my goodness. Did you guys know that Phil actually has his own podcast called Kids Stories Podcast? It is so amazing. He goes on fun adventures that may be on the moon or have special characters. And you guys can go also listen to his podcast on Spotify or anywhere that you stream as well. I hope you guys will check it out. And I hope that everybody else had a good time as well. I'll see you next time. Toodles!